What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. I, as always, am excited to have a conversation with you as we dive into the insights, the strategies, the tools that can really help you create a life that you love, a life that we often talk about that's filled with passion, fulfillment, happiness, three pillars that we really, really believe in here. And today I am looking forward to the episode I'm going to share with you. It's also about a personal breakthrough I've had in my life just last night, and something that I wanted to share with you that I think and truly believe could be helpful for many of you. So today, what we're going to dive into is the one perspective to change your whole life, right? One perspective that can change everything in your life. And before we dive into the juiciness, if you have not yet, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on side of this show as we give you the tools, strategies, tips to, again, create a life that you are freaking excited about. So let's dive into this week's episode. And what I want to share with you is, you know, last night I went to this event that a friend invited me to, and it was like a men's meetup, right? Where basically men get with other men and you talk about basically things underneath the surface, right? That was kind of the whole idea of this meetup. And I was introduced to it through a friend who's a great human. And I just figured, hey, he's a great human. So this is probably something really cool. So I went to this last night. And one of the main things we dove into was the idea and the emotion of anger. And we started talking to each other. We specifically were partnered up at first with one other person. And we talked about a prompt that was, basically this was the prompt: what really pisses me off is fill in the blank. And you basically had 60 seconds to talk about everything that pissed you off in your life. And if you want to give yourself a little test here, or just grow a little bit more, pause the audio right now, or just start thinking in your head, how would you answer that question if you had 60 seconds to answer? What really pisses me off is blank, right? What would that answer be to you? Would it be challenges that you faced in your life? Would it be things that you're currently going through? Would it be injustices that you see in the world? What would be some of those things that really pissed you off? And for me, as I went through this experience, I'm not someone that necessarily gets angry. Anger is not an emotion that I go too often in my life. I don't see myself as an angry person. If you've hung out with us on this podcast for a while, you probably know that, yeah, I'm not really an angry person. But what was interesting that came out, because you had to say something, is where a little bit of anger showed up in my life was it showed up with myself. And where the anger showed up was feeling like I am not quite where I believe that I should be in my life. It was anger around, man, I feel like I should be so much further, so much more ahead than where I currently am in my life. And I'm not at that place. So sometimes I get angry with myself. You know, I beat myself down. I, you know, say all these things that, in turn, the interesting part is when I get angry with myself, it doesn't lead to more actions to get me to the result that I want, right? And it ends up actually creating a larger gap. And so this is what really came up for me. And, you know, after we talked about it for a little bit, we broke out into further groups and we again started to talk about what was your experience like as you spoke about the anger that you have in your life. And for me, it circled back again to this place of being a little bit angry and frustrated, I guess you would say, with myself, of having the perspective, right? As we talk about perspective today, having the perspective of feeling like I am not where I should be in my life. And I want you to ask yourself and take a moment in regards to the same thing with your life, right? Do you feel like maybe you're not where you should be in a certain place in your life? Do you feel that maybe in your health that you are not where you should be with your health? Maybe you're at a certain weight and you feel like you should be at a lower weight or a higher weight if you're trying to gain muscle. And maybe you just feel like you're not where you should be. Right? It's basically 6 months through the year, your halfway point, and you're going, man, I just feel like I'm not where I should be. Or maybe it's something with your career, and you're going, I feel like I'm just not where I should be in my career. I'm not as far ahead as I should. I'm not, you know, getting the promotion that I feel like I should have by this time in my life. Maybe it's something for your business where you're going, man, I like my business is not where it should be. right? Maybe it's for that. Maybe it's a relationship where you're going, you know what? I'm not where I should be in regards to relationships in my life. I'm not married yet. I'm not dating. I'm not in a serious relationship or something of that sort. But is there anywhere in your life that you've taken on the perspective of, I'm not where I should be? Is there frustration that shows up? Is there anger that shows up? And I know, again, to touch on my personal experience, what I realized last night is there was absolutely frustration and anger with myself. But the truth is this anger, this frustration, it does not serve us to get closer to the result that we want. And so the perspective change that I took on last night that I really want to encourage you to take on, again, whether it's your health, your relationship, your career, your business, is the perspective shift that will change literally your entire life. Is rather than looking at your life saying, I'm not where I should be in X, Y, Z, this other thing, I want you for the next week, and this is something I'm practicing, what I preach, for the next week together, let's take on the perspective of stopping saying, I'm not where I should be, and starting to take on the perspective of saying, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be in my life. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in my career, in my health, in my relationship, in my finances, taking on that perspective. And what's interesting that starts to happen when you take on this new perspective is there's a sense of empowerment, right? Like for just a second, I want you to take on this shift with one specific area of your life. Maybe it's your health, your career, one area that you feel you're not where you're supposed to be. And right now I want you to say aloud, I am exactly where I am supposed to be in this area of my life. And I want you to start to notice, what are some of the shifts that you feel internally, right? When you start to take on the perspective of, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be in my health journey, in my career, in my finances. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at this moment in my life. What do you start to notice? What do you start to feel? What things do you see starting to shift within your mindset? And for me, I know what happened when I've started to take on that shift, even for just 12 hours now, is it takes you to a place of empowerment, right? It takes you from a place of saying, man, I'm so far behind. I'm 10 feet in a hole and I just feel like I have to climb up a mountain. It's not a very empowering place when you're going, I'm already 10 feet under the ground. But when you shift the perspective of saying, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this area of my life, all of a sudden you're now sitting on an even ground and go, man, okay, since I'm where I'm supposed to be, let's move from this place to the next place that I want to go. And it's going to create more empowerment. It's going to create more energy. It's going to create more resilience, more resourcefulness in your life when you start to take on this new perspective shift. So as we begin to wrap up today's short but sweet episode, what I want you to do over the next 7 days, let's really give this some time, is I want you to pick one area of your life where you feel like you've been behind, where you feel like you're not quite where you're supposed to be, right? Sometimes in life, I would even say often, too many times in life, we are our biggest critic. We can be so harsh on ourselves. We can be so critical. We can be so overjudgmental, right? Someone once said to me that if you said to other people what you sometimes say to yourself, nobody would hang out with you. Nobody would be friends with you. No one would want to surround themselves with you. So for just a moment, stop being so critical on yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop being so much of a bully to yourself, and leave the perspective behind for the next 7 days of, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Just let it go. Just get away from it. And over the next 7 days, in one area of your life, take the perspective shift of, I am exactly where I am supposed to be in this area of my life right now. And as you do that and you walk with that new perspective over the next 7 days, and I would continue to encourage you to continue wearing this perspective for as long as it feels good, right? Maybe you wear this new perspective for the next month. Maybe you wear this perspective, you go, I'm gonna own this perspective for the rest of this year. You go, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in my journey. Doesn't it just feel exciting when you start to say that? Like, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and let's build from this place. So for 7 days, one area of your life, take on this new perspective shift and see how it goes. All right. I would love to hear from you on how this is playing out in your life. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your, you know, Instagram or wherever you hang out, and let us know what's the area of your life that you're going to take this new perspective on, right? Or declare to your friends that, hey, I'm taking on a new perspective this week from X to Z, right? From I'm not where I'm supposed to be to I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I promise you, you share that on your story, you're going to have some people that go, man, I needed that. Thank you. I appreciate you for sharing that. So share it on there. Tag us on social media at Finding Direction Podcast. And as always, if there's anything that I can do to support you, to continue to encourage you, to continue to be a champion and a cheerleader for you building a life that you love, please feel free to let me know. Send me a DM, send me a message, you know, go to the website, send me an email if you'd like. And I'm happy to do anything that I can do to support you in building a life that you truly love. Other than that, I want to say, as always, thank you so much for hanging out with me on today's episode. I hope you rock that new perspective over the next week and see some really incredible things start to manifest in your life. So other than that, have a beautiful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day. And I will talk to you soon, my friend. Take care.